This message comes from NPR sponsor, Noom. Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, helps you build new habits for a healthier lifestyle. Check out The Noom Kitchen for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Dozens of Columbia University students are defying orders to clear their pro-Palestinian encampments on campus. University officers have begun dismantling the site and suspending students, prompting some protesters to move outside of Columbia's gates. The graduate student and protest leader, Suda Palat, is among those rejecting calls to leave.
We will not be moved by these intimidation tactics. You can see outside you now that the students are mobilized. There's hundreds of them here today. They will not be moved. We demand divestment. We will not be moved unless by force.
Palat says the encampment has consisted of a diverse group of people who are sharing their religious observances and information. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Egypt and Qatar are making efforts to reach a ceasefire in Gaza. But as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, Blinken says that it's up to Hamas to accept the latest offer.
Speaking at the World Economic Forum in Saudi Arabia, Secretary Blinken laid out his views on how the war in Gaza should end. And he says there's been a big push to reach a ceasefire and a hostage deal.
Hamas has before it a proposal that is extraordinarily generous on the part of Israel. And in this moment, the only thing standing between the people of Gaza and a ceasefire is Hamas.
Hamas recently released videos of a few of the hostages, raising public pressure on Israel's government to make a deal. Israel, meantime, is threatening to move on Rafah, where more than a million Palestinians are sheltering. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Vice President Kamala Harris has kicked off a swing state tour 6 months before Election Day. From member station WABE in Atlanta, Sam Greenglass reports that Harris is looking to engage a key constituency, black voters.
Harris highlighted efforts to close the racial wealth gap, bolster minority entrepreneurship, and stitch together black communities like Atlanta's Sweet Auburn that were decimated by urban renewal.
Yes, everybody wants a job, and President Joe Biden and I are very proud that in our administration we have brought black unemployment down to historic lows. But that's a baseline. We also are focused on creating opportunity for people to build wealth.
The tour heads next to Detroit. Black voters in Michigan and Georgia helped propel Biden to victory in 2020, but any turnout dip could endanger Democrats' efforts to defend these states. For NPR News, I'm Sam Greenglass in Atlanta.
On Wall Street, stocks closed higher. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 146 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index rose 55 points, and the S&P 500 added 16. This is NPR News. Ecuador has filed a complaint at the UN's top court over Mexico's decision to grant asylum to a former Ecuadorian vice president, Jorge Glas. In a countercomplaint, Mexico argues that Ecuador had no right to arrest Glas during a raid on the Mexican embassy earlier this month. Ecuador argues that Glas was a fugitive at the time and was not eligible for diplomatic protection. Tesla stock jumped on Monday after Elon Musk's Beijing visit resulted in an agreement with five Chinese automakers. The deal could allow Tesla to roll out its full self-driving software in that key market. NPR's Camila Domonoske reports on the response from investors.
Tesla's software requires close human oversight. Regulators were outraged by the misleading name, and Tesla is now calling it full self-driving, parentheses, supervised. Musk's goal is full self-driving, full stop. Supervised self-driving makes money as an expensive feature. Musk sees more money in robo-taxis, much more. Here he is on a recent earnings call.
It might be the biggest asset value appreciation in history when you can do unsupervised full self-driving.
China is Tesla's second largest market, so Musk's unannounced trip was already significant. Add a step forward for autonomy and stock closed up 15% over Friday. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.
U.S. futures are virtually unchanged in after-hours trading on Wall Street. On Asia-Pacific, market shares are mostly higher, but down a fraction in Shanghai. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mattress Firm. Do you get the quality sleep you need? Mattress Firm will find you the right bed for your best rest with their wide selection of quality mattresses at every price. Get matched at Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale. Sleep at night.